I'm Kristen Pleasanton, Deputy Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. With me in the studio is Dr. Joanne Belingit, Delaware's Poet Laureate. Joanne, welcome to Delaware State of the Arts.
Hi, happy to be here.
Joanne is Delaware's Poet Laureate. She's also a literary artist and an arts educator and lots of other things. So I thought we'd first start off by talking about you as an artist, Joanne. How long have you been writing, and what got you started in poetry?
Well, I've been writing since I was about 8 years old, but I wasn't always thinking of it as a career or something that would lead to work and teaching. I just did it because I liked reading, and a lot of readers turn into writers, or a lot of writers have been readers, I should say. But I would say, with my focus on poetry, it's been in the last 20 years, very intensely, in the last especially decade during which I've been Poet Laureate. It makes me think a lot about my practice, my craft, and why I write.
And what sorts of things are you working on now as a writer?
As a writer right now, I'm working on short pieces that are walking the fence between memoir and story. A friend of mine who's a novelist said about this dilemma of, you know, mining your past and talking about family issues in order to create your stories. She said, "I think I'm just going to have to write storars." So I'm working on this hybrid short pieces that are stories about family life.
Oh, great.
And I'm working on new poems about Delaware, based on historical figures who are women in Delaware. And I'm always writing poems about things that I see every day, everyday life, what happens.
And what kind of publications can your work be found in?
Right now, there are some things in Beltway Poetry Quarterly, Connotation Press did a really nice spread with an interview and several poems. That's always online. If you go to joannebelingit.org, there is a page of online poems. A couple of poems from my book are at versedaily.com. And if you look at the artsdel.org website and hit the Poet Laureate link, it links to several of the publications.
Great, great. And I thought it would be nice if Joanne read one of her poems this morning. So, Joanne, I'll let you introduce it.
Okay, this is an old favorite of mine, and it is old in calendar years. It was first written, I should say, because they go through, often with me, I'm a slow writer, they go through many revisions. But this poem was first written around 1994, and it was published in 2004. Interesting. 10 years later, in a very nice online magazine called Diagram, for which it received a Pushcart Prize nomination that year. And it's a favorite poem of mine because I was inspired to write it when I was a children's librarian in the public schools and discarding very old books.
Okay.
So the poem takes its title from a 1959 children's science book about the heart called Your Heart and How It Works. Your heart is a pump not much bigger than a sweet potato. It weighs about half a pound. It is a hollow ball of muscle, of butterflies, of stone, connected to your arteries and veins. Your heart is a steel wrecking ball, glove unbuttoned at the wrist. Slip it off. See your heart, dented, flat, in places, winking. A mirror ball, all night, tossing stars, until pound becomes gush and sigh and heart settles down to feeding cells, firing the dark regions of your hungry brain, moving blood steadily without fail. But we are all so deceived by the heart as a pump, we forget the heart itself is alive. Odd to think the heart must pump blood to the heart, feed its own lush cravings. Dream, no matter how fast your heart beats. It's how hard your heart beats that's wildly important. For while everyone knows that the heart beats, very few of us know why. Your heart is tough, but it can suffer injury just like any other part of the body. Luckily, given half a chance, a healthy heart will heal itself. If the cause of the hurt is lessened or removed. Did you know if all the work your heart does in one day could be used to lift you off the ground, it would raise you twice as high as the Empire State Building, twice as high as the lowest clouds in your sky on a brooding day?
Thank you, Joanne. Now, you are currently Delaware's Poet Laureate, and you've been in that position since 2008. I believe you're Delaware's 16th Poet Laureate, actually.
That's right.
And you were appointed by then-Governor Ruth Ann Minner. So why don't you talk about what it means to be Poet Laureate and what the position is about?
What the Poet Laureate position is about is bringing poetry to the citizens of the state, and that's all age groups, if possible, many different communities. And it's a person who, based on their knowledge of the craft and their passion of the art, brings the art of poetry to people. So that's creating venues so people can hear it, urging people to listen, teaching poetry to people who have always aspired to write, introducing it to children in classrooms in a way that's different from the academic approach that even very young children get, I think. So when I go in a classroom, it's basically a writing workshop and a sharing opportunity for children to listen to each other. I think the greatest task, the best task that a poet laureate can do is make people aware that a poem is not a challenge, not a test.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a trick. It sometimes sounds like a puzzle, but it's like a piece of music. It's there for you to engage with and enjoy. If you liked it, you're going to want to read it again, just like with a piece of music. You don't have to know what happened note by note. You can relax and enjoy it. And then what often happens with people who are moved by poetry and hooked by it as you find yourself, just as engaging with any art in any discipline, becoming a different person, being moved in some way so that when you get to the end of the poem, you feel differently. It's an intellectual, an emotional, and a physical experience.
And over the past 7 or so years, where has being the Poet Laureate taken you throughout the state, and what kind of groups have you met with?
Oh my! All over the place. I love working in schools, and so I have done that in all three counties. I love when teachers invite me to come in to the classroom, whether it's for several days or an hour. We always have a wonderful time. The children enjoy the excitement and just the pleasure of hearing musical language and surprising language out loud, because they understand right away that this is not a typical day-to-day conversation. I've been to senior centers. I recited a poem in between two gospel groups at a governor's prayer breakfast. That was exciting. I've taught adults in community centers for arts organizations. I've taught teens in libraries and headed up retreats for established and emerging writers. And I've also invited writers and poets from outside the state to come to events here, which is an important experience, I think, for people in the state to be more aware of what's out there.
Right. And I know as Delaware's Poet Laureate, you've had the chance to mix and mingle with poet laureates from other states as well. What's that been like?
Oh, that's a lot of fun. I went to a gathering in New Hampshire, in Concord, which was also sponsored by the New Hampshire Writers Project, and the theme was poetry and politics. And it was during the 2011 kind of gear up to elections. So that was very interesting. And you meet and talk with the other poets about what they're doing in their communities. You get lots of ideas, and it's very inspiring. And I'll be going to another gathering in Virginia I believe it's set for September, sponsored by the Poetry Society of Virginia. So I will see some friends there and meet some new poets from other states. So that will be really fun.
Great. I'd like to take a moment just to remind our listeners that you're listening to News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. Today I'm talking with Dr. Joanne Balingit, Delaware's Poet Laureate. And another aspect of being Poet Laureate, you've been involved in a lot of the Delaware Division of the Arts literary events and activities, particularly Poetry Out Loud. And that is sponsored by the Division of the Arts in partnership with the National Endowment for the Arts. And I know we just recently had the 10th annual Poetry Out Loud competition. I was wondering if you could describe what the Poetry Out Loud program is all about.
The Poetry Out Loud program is sponsored nationwide by the Poetry Foundation and NEA. And it is an effort to bring poetry into the lives of students and the schools. And it's a recitation contest, so the students are learning poems that are classics, both pre-20th century and contemporary. So every year, the anthology, which is online, and you can see it at poetryoutloud.org, grows bigger and bigger with fantastic curated poems. And they choose three, and they memorize them. Now, when I talk with adults who are my age and older, they always say, we used to memorize poems in school, and they'll take off with Charge of the Light Brigade, you know, just reciting it. I think it's great. That's fallen away. So I love this program because the students and the audience who come to the contests that are at the local schools first, the schools that are involved send their school winner. There's a semifinals often when there are many schools involved, and then the finals, usually in February in Smyrna. But the audience is so moved, and I'm always so moved by the way in which these high school students channel the poet's voice. The performance is about understanding and channeling the poem. You really are a vessel for the poet's voice, and the most moving performances are just astounding. You don't know how that 16, 17, 18-year-old has the wisdom of that poem, but they do. And that's what is so magic about poetry. It's a language alchemy. You can understand things that you didn't know you understood. And it's a wonderful ceremony. There's a little jazz trio in between the speakers because there are jurors and they're writing their notes and scoring the finalists. And Hannah Sturgis from Polytech High will go to Washington, D.C. at the end of April to compete with 50 other state champs and I believe a champ from Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands.
Oh.
Yes, I believe there will be 52 contestants.
Wow.
And there will be top poets and sometimes actors, drama people, newscasters, lots of celebrities. They'll get a very high-profile panel. The place will be filled, I think it's at George Washington University. Mm-hmm. And there will be a United States Poetry Out Loud champ who gets a very hefty scholarship.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. And do you work with our winner? And this year it's Miss Sturgis. Do you work with her to prepare her for the national competition?
I'm trying to get down to Polytech High to see her recite and practice her three poems, because she made a last minute change in one of the poems. Just like with many of the song competitions, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. on
like
on
the Voice
TV.
Or yes, American Idol,
right? The piece that you choose to perform is really important, and we did a little powwow and decided that one of her pieces had been heard too many times.
Oh.
So she picked a less known piece, and I think it was a really smart thing to do. One of her poems really blew me away on the stage at the Smyrna Opera House, and it's worth looking up and reading. It's a Sylvia Plath poem called The Applicant that is not as well known as many of her poems in her famous book, Ariel.
Okay. I'd like to also talk about another program that you're heavily involved with, and that's the National Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. Which is open to Delaware 7th through 12th grade students, and the students can submit work to be judged in the visual arts or in the literary arts. And Joanne, you are the Delaware Writing Region Coordinator, working with your fellow members of the Diamond State branch of the National League of American Pen Women, and the Division of the Arts helps sponsor that program. You all have been administering that for the past 4 years, so can you talk about that program and its effect on students here in Delaware?
This is such a valuable program, and we're really honored at the Diamond State branch of the Penn Women to be coordinating it, making it possible. It has grown. It has doubled in the number of submissions we get in the past 4 years. So that tells me that as the word gets out, there are lots of students who are writing creatively. There are I believe 10 writing categories. There used to be 12. They've narrowed it down. There's even a novel category, but that never gets judged at the regional level. Delaware Writing Region is considered a regional affiliate, of which there are 100 in the country. And at the regional level, students in 7th through 12th grade, as you said, can submit their work in poetry, flash fiction, short story, science fiction, memoir, personal essay, journalism. The list goes on and on. You can see it at artandwriting.org. So in mid-September, the regional contest and the national contest kicks off, and the online registration system opens for registrations. You make an account. Mm-hmm. You answer the questions, mm-hmm. your school, your teacher, your category, and between middle of September and about the middle of December, whenever holiday break starts, you can submit your work. And then we get busy as soon as that deadline passes before the holiday break. And we get jurors who are professional writers from many regions of the country to read through, I believe, last December. They began reading through some 460 submissions.
Wow.
And in poetry, one is allowed to submit in one submission up to 5 poems.
Okay.
So I was so happy to see all these poems flooding in. It's really exciting. And our award ceremony is always the first Saturday in February, and we awarded honorable mentions, Silver Keys and Gold Keys, which is the top award. Those 27 gold key pieces of writing went to the national office, and I'm happy to say we have 4 national gold medalists. It's very exciting.
That is exciting. Is this the results this year? Are they better than they've been in previous years, or about the same, do you think, for Delaware writers?
Oh, we're really excited. We have 3 gold medalists, and that's quite a feat.
Great.
They are in the maybe 0.5% nationwide of all the submissions that got sent in. And there are two gold medalists in poetry and one in personal essay, and I'm so proud of them. Two eighth graders, a junior and a senior.
Oh, good.
Really wonderful, and that information is also online. And we have a Facebook page, Delaware Scholastic Writing Awards, where you can read some of the work.
Wonderful. And thank you for administering that program, because it impacts so many students in such a wonderful way. April is National Poetry Month, so I wanted to give you a chance to talk about some of the things that you'll be involved with during the month of April to celebrate that.
Okay, well, on April 23rd and April 24th, I'll be reading and talking about poetry at a couple of places. Delaware Technical and Community College of the Wilmington campus is hosting me on April 23rd, and that'll be in the morning about 10. It's open to the public. And the Art Slam at Sam's is an ongoing poetry music event that's been around for a long time. It's at St. Andrew's and St. Matthew's Episcopal Church at 719 Shipley on April 24th. That's at 7 p.m., and I'm reading with a bunch of other Delaware poets, and there will be music. There's always Second Saturday Poets, also the second Saturday of the month at the Jackson Inn in Wilmington, and they're hosting a North Carolina poet who runs Pedestal Magazine. His name is John Ahman, and there are lots of other events at my website.
And could you spell your name for the people that might be searching for your website?
Yes, it's joannbalingit.org. That's joannbalingit.org.
Great. Thank you so much, Joanne. We've come to the end of our time, and it was great having you with us.
Thank you.